Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Hello everyone. Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle, and tonight's topic is all about how to be a podcast manager working with the Holy Spirit. My goodness, this will be a different kind of topic and a little deeper, I think, if for people who are not familiar with the Holy Spirit yet. But anyway, before we continue, let's have an opening prayer first. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Belle and I, as well as our guest, Nisa. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All these we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, we are Connie and Belle, and we are here building a God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. So our topic again for tonight is how to be a podcast manager working with the Holy Spirit. And if you are watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button and bell to get notifications because we go live every Monday and Thursday, 8 p.m. Philippine time. So, Sis Belle, your turn.
Yes, good evening, brothers and sisters. Although this is a pre-recorded interview, well, this is going live on Thursday, 8 p.m. I'm not sure what date yet, but this will fall on a Thursday. So, it's 8 p.m. So, good evening, brothers and sisters. So, Connie and I go live every Monday and Thursday, same time, 8 p.m. But we do two different things on each day. We go live every Monday, 8 p.m. We do our live praise and worship session. So we're inviting everyone to, you know, let's all start the week right by praising and worshiping our God. And then every Thursday, 8 p.m., Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, about our jobs, about our work as virtual assistants. So if you're interested to learn how to become a virtual assistant or any type of online freelancer, and incidentally, we have a guest. Sometimes we do interview guests from the different niches, different industries who are freelancers. So do catch us live every Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yes. And if you want the actual workbook and you want step-by-step when it comes to building your virtual assistant business, why don't you have a copy of my book, How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business? Forward by our mentor, John Pagulayan. Just visit conniezabala.com/VA book. There. So go ahead, Isabella, and introduce our special guest.
Yes. Yes. Again, our topic for tonight is, this is closer to our, to the faith side of our channel. So we're really excited to have our special guest for tonight. Our special guest for tonight is a dedicated mom, wife, and a follower of Christ. She has extensive experience in various online roles, including general virtual assistant, online English teacher, appointment setter, social media manager, and now podcast manager. With over 5 years of experience, she is passionate about providing exceptional service to her clients. So without further ado, here's Miss Nisa Jean Opsema.
Hello, everyone. Yay. Thank you so much for inviting me here. Mm-hmm. I'm really blessed and surprising to be in here. Like, good evening, good day to everyone all over the world.
Yay. Thanks for saying yes.
Yes. So for our viewers, this is a pre-recorded because we are willing to adjust if our guests cannot really make it to the live session. So we're doing this so that we can continue interviewing people. So Nisa, can you share with us, how did you become, based on the introduction, you already experienced a lot of skills of services. How did you start? What were you doing before you geared towards the freelancing or the virtual assistant industry?
Okay, I've been with so many experiences, like what I have said. My story starts, I am a restaurant crew, I mean a service crew. I think you're familiar with McDonald's and Jollibee. So I've been working with that restaurant. I've been a part-time student and a part-time service crew. So my story starts as a worker. And then for working at from home, I started as an online English teacher. So I've been with that industry for 3 years. And then pandemic starts. So I transitioned and learned about the VA job. So that was the thing when pandemic started. My income with online English teacher goes down. So I tried to find another online job, and then I found the FH Mom group where I get their free materials. So that was my story on starting this business until today. So yeah, I keep on learning, scaling, and meeting a lot of people like this one.
Just a follow-up question. Since you already experienced different skills, what is your deciding point to move, you know, to change offer, to change services?
Okay, I enrolled. Honestly, I enrolled with Coach John Pagulayan. I think that was the, I forgot the course, but was with the blueprint. So the 13th blueprint, we are first batch. And I decide because I watch his videos and they really have the heart to help us new freelancers. So I decided to niche down. But podcast management is not my first niche, actually. I tried first email marketing, but I think it did not suit for me. So after that, I again try my risk in podcasting. And that was my turning point. Coach John Pagulayan earned my trust that time. Like, I need to niche down so that I can focus on the things that I really want to learn and the things that I can grow with. Because I've been a general virtual assistant, I'm learning a lot. I mean, I've been a jack of all trades. Am I right? So, yes, it's not easy. I mean, I'm learning everything. With that training with Coach John, I decided to jump on podcast management until today.
Do you have anything to ask, Sis Bel?
I just want to highlight the difference of, you know, we are encouraging everyone to learn from different people. So that's my takeaway from what Miss Nisa shared. You can learn from different mentors, not necessarily stick to just one and try to pick their brains, and hopefully you'll get that process that would work for your freelance business. Thanks for sharing. We came from the same groups, I think.
Yes, I think.
Yeah, the
FH. Nice meeting you all here.
Anyway, what do you think are the advantages and disadvantages when it comes to running your own freelancing business?
So I will highlight first the advantage. The advantage is I am with my family all the time. I mean, I can work anytime and anywhere. I can take care of my children. Just gave birth 3 months ago. So it's really good to be in this business. I mean, that's the advantage of running this kind of business that I have right now, and I'm thankful to God for everything. This business is our bread and butter, and God really didn't starve us. I mean, we achieve our dreams, our goals, and eventually it's really the advantages for me. It's the time freedom. And for disadvantage, I think it's not a disadvantage. I think it's term of a challenge. So the challenging maybe is the time management. So my advantage was time freedom, right? But the challenging part or the disadvantage part will be the time management, since I have all the time on my own. So sometimes it's hard to juggle things together. You know, I'm a mom of two, and my firstborn was in kinder two right now, so I need to take care of her to go to school, and then I have this 4-month-old child, so it's really hard. And sometimes the procrastination too, I feel stressed, I feel tired, I feel lazy sometimes. That is really the challenging part for me as I run my own business, the time management. Yeah, I think that's
it's actually
I
common.
Think we can relate to that. Yeah. with freedom.
Yes.
Sometimes you tell yourself, I deserve this. I deserve this break. I deserve this marathon.
That's why the moms usually unite when it comes to managing time, because most of the moms can relate, especially if you have younger kids. That is really a struggle. Speaking of struggle, aside from that, the time management, do you have any other struggles that you experience, and how did you overcome it?
Okay, struggled. Since the beginning of this business, I mean, my struggle first is I really don't have the equipment, all the equipment. I don't have this laptop, this headset. I don't have everything because I'm working in a corporate company before I introduced into freelancing and online English teaching at first. So I don't have all the equipment, and I don't have the knowledge, the right knowledge. And the right guidance, I mean, like the coach just that guides me all the way through this moment. So I don't have the right knowledge in everything that I'm taking, right, this path of online or freelancing. And how did I overcome? First of all, I overcome it through faith. I really believe that there is something beautiful in it. I mean, when I heard the word freelancing, or the famous one is virtual assistant, I'm curious, but I believe there's something inside that saying that push through it. I mean, I don't know what will happen in the future, but I have this faith and confidence inside of me that telling me that I can do it. Even if physically I am trembling, I'm scared, I'm afraid of everything, but my mind says sometimes I can't. My mind says I can't, but my spirit says I could. So I think that's the work of the Holy Spirit in me. Like, there's a revelation inside, the wisdom that is giving in me. There's a part that I feel the comfort and the confidence, even if my physical body is against it. But my spirit is willing, and I just follow it. And I think as of this moment, I did the right decision.
So let's gear towards the faith now, since you already initiated the topic. So Do you have any favorite Bible verse that you go to, especially when you're feeling down or you feel not working?
I think it's my life verse, but I do have a lot of favorite verse. I just discovered this one last night, I think, with my husband as we were talking about gospel. So, Romans 8:28. So, this is my life verse. I keep on telling myself every time something's wrong, something is not going into plan. So, Romans 8:28, I believe it is, and we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. So, I believe that good or bad will happen to me. I believe that God has a purpose for everything. So, I will just go with the flow. I will just go with what He wants to do with my life, because I believe that it is His will and it is good at the end.
Yes. I was thinking of a follow-up question. I forgot what it is. Anyway, my goodness. Let's move to
it will come. Yeah. Ask the Holy Spirit to remind you what that is.
Anyway.
Please help our sister here.
Let's move with the next question. What is your biggest blessing when you started this freelancing business?
Blessing? A lot. I mean, can't count them. In terms of financial blessings, and maybe I'm not at the peak of my dreams yet, but I think I'm getting into it. I mean, financially or materially, God has given me everything that I need, and even the wants that I couldn't imagine that I can achieve it. And in terms of time, I'm really blessed to have this time freedom that I can be with my children. A lot of moms struggle. A lot of people asking me how to be a virtual assistant. How can I work from home? Because they really want to be with their family. So it's really one of the big blessings that I have. And I get a time to meditate, a time to do my ministry. I mean, I can be with God anytime. Because I was in the corporate job before. And all I have in mind is I need to rush. Always in rush, go to the office, go somewhere because there's my boss is telling me to do this job. It's really hard to focus on my ministry, especially my work in our church. So yeah, I think that's part of a blessing that I got because of this freelancing.
Wow. Yeah, I can somehow relate to that. I think that's the same exact same thing I shared with Connie when she interviewed me before, when I was just a guest on this channel. I can relate to that, what you've said about, you know, being a corporate employee, waking up, doing the same routine every day that you think that sometimes there's no room for, you know, doing your reflections, your meditations, your prayers. So that's the biggest blessing I can relate.
Oh my goodness. So before we go to the next section, which is the main topic for this session, one more question. Do you recall instances when you felt like things have been orchestrated by God Himself? Like something perhaps that made you say, I know it's you, Lord.
A lot of times with this question, I can go back to my past and then I am really blessed to recall this instances, because there's a lot of instances that I keep telling God that I know it is you, Lord. The feeling is, again, the work of the Holy Spirit, in because the Holy Spirit gives wisdom. It lets you hear the words of, or the voice of God. It lets you feel the comfort, the confidence that He gives you. There's one example. I mean, before I niche down into podcast management, I asked the Lord, Lord, do I need to, I don't have money at the time to join the course with the Value Pod, which is run by Coach Seth and Coach Eloy. So I really don't have that money, but I really want to join the course. Then I said to God, Lord, if it's your will, then you will make a way. So God make the way for me to join. I mean, there's money that I think I just borrow it, actually. But it's very difficult to borrow money as of these days, right? So it's impossible for me to collect that amount of money to join the course. So I decided, I asked the Lord, lead me. And if it's your will, then let your will be done. And then when I have that money, then I say, I know it is you, Lord. And I know this decision will be perfect. A really great decision that I will make all of my life. after that, I joined the course and then I closed a premium client in just 1 month. And I'm really blessed. I mean, I share this with them, with Coach San, Coach Eloy. They also have this kind of interview with me. And I really share to them how blessed I am to take this course. Because I believe that the Holy Spirit leads me to this course, to you, I'm to them, and a lot more. So that's one of the instances that really happens to me, that God, I really know it's you.
Wow. See, for our viewers out there, don't hesitate to talk with God and ask help and ask the Holy Spirit for guidance, because you cannot go wrong doing that.
Yes. He is that little voice that speaks, really. It would really be just up to us if we'll follow or reject the leading.
So we will move forward with the next section, which is talking about how to be a podcast manager working with the Holy Spirit. So Nisa, take it away.
Hello everyone, and I'm Nisa. I'm a podcast manager. With this title, podcast manager working with the Holy Spirit, I really believe that there is something bigger in this universe. So as a freelancer, we need to keep the faith in developing this skill, or if you're still an aspiring podcast manager or a VA, I want you to know that there is God who will help you along the way. According to His word in Proverbs, that He will direct you and He will crown your efforts with success. So as you move in the way to working in your business, doing what you want, doing your business as a freelancer, as in this niche, as a podcast manager, if you want to do this, I want you to remember that you need to put God first in everything. So in anything, I mean, even in your family, even if you're working, even if you're still studying, put God first in everything. Communicate with Him. Be with the Holy Spirit. If you're not yet familiar with the Holy Spirit, actually it is inside of you. It is inside of you that awaits you. It awaits you to call to Him. You need to activate that power. You need to activate that spirit inside of you, because it is more than powerful than anything in this world. In that part, I want you to remember that everything is not about knowledge. So we have the knowledge. We can learn the skills. We can be whatever we want. But it is still God who will direct our path. We all have our plans in life. We want to be like this. We want to be successful. But still, God has its own plan for us. Let's acknowledge that His plan will be the most perfect plan we will follow for our lives. So as a podcast manager, as I work every day for my clients, I really sit down in here, my table with my laptop. And before I start, I keep on praying, like, Lord, give me this wisdom. Wisdom is different from knowledge. So this wisdom is only given by the Holy Spirit. There are 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit, and that gifts are really powerful. So there are wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, pity, and fear of the Lord. So with that power of the Holy Spirit, you can't ask for more. With my experience, I really feel this power in that just work. There are sometimes I don't know what I'm doing, especially when I'm working with my clients. Like, I have this headache, I don't know what will I do. But I'll just pray and keep the faith and keep the Holy Spirit work in me. And just the wisdom pops up for you who will decide to do this freelance or to do this business, to be a virtual assistant or to be anything that you want. Always give time to put God first in everything you do. And He will direct your path and crown your effort with success. I think that's all.
Yay.
Yes, thank you so much. You're back. I feel so scared when I'm alone.
Actually, what you shared, Nisa, is really what freelancing with faith believes in. What this channel stands for, making God as the center of everything, including our freelance business. Yeah. We are very much aligned. Right, Sis Connie?
Yes, I agree. We always remind our viewers that God is not separated from the business. God should be like at the top, and then you divide your life based on what you do in life, but God is at the top. Yeah. Okay, so If you have questions, again, this is a pre-recorded video. If you have questions, feel free to share them either in the live chat or in the comment section. We will relay them to Nisa so that she can respond to your questions. So let's move with our last section for tonight's session, which is the fast Q&A round. So go ahead, Sis Belle.
Yes, this is the fun round, Sis Nisa. Either or question. So ready when you're ready. First question, cake or pie?
Cake.
Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Every language of the world.
The last movie or series you watched?
The Mother.
Yeah, the Jennifer Mother. Lopez, is that it?
Yes.
The last song playing on your mind, your LSS?
It's a Bisaya Christian music, Christian song, entitled Imong Gunit.
In English.
In English, your hold, I mean your touch, I thought.
Your grip.
Your grip.
Or your grasp. Let's look it up. Okay, next question. Teleportation or flying?
Flying.
The last book you've read?
Bible.
The top three people you follow?
Coach John, Coach Se, and Coach Eloy.
Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy days?
Rainy days.
Favorite day of the week?
Friday.
Yay. Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask permission.
Last but not the least, if you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask Him one question or say one thing, what would it be?
Thank you, God, for this life. I think that's all I can say to Him.
Yay! And with that concludes our fast Q&A round. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Do you have any last piece of advice to our aspiring freelancers?
Okay. I have 3 tips. So show up, be consistent, and never give up. So that's my tip of advice. But I also have 3 sub-tips, I think. So pray, meditate, and trust. So it's one thing that we should always remember. As you pray, you meditate the word and trust the word that you have heard from the Lord. Hold on to that word.
Yes, in short, PMT.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Do you have anything you'd like to promote?
As of now, I don't have something new in my life, but yeah, if you want to launch your podcast, I'm a podcast manager, so I can help you with the launching, management, and marketing. So feel free to ask me, or if you are a freelancer asking how to be a virtual assistant or as a podcast manager, I can help with some tips or advice, just a connection. I mean, building a network in this kind of niche. I'm free and you can on Messenger.
Yes. Feel free to check the links in the description of this video. Again, if you want to build your virtual assistant business and you want an exact workbook for it, feel free to visit conizabala.com/VA book and get your copy, which is available in print, Kindle, ebook, and audiobook anyway. So, Sis Bea, closing prayer.
Yes. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, Nisa and her family, Lord, continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Spirit.
So again, for our viewers, feel free to ask your questions in the comment section and then we will relay them to Nisa. Thank you, Nisa, for saying yes to our invitation.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be in here and to share this knowledge. And
yes.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure too. So for our viewers, we hope to see you either on Monday or Thursday at 8 p.m. Philippine time. Meanwhile, bye everyone. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle.
We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.